Okay, we are welcome everyone in today's bad weather, including Dezos Nashim. Thank you. And we're on page Kuf Nen Nun Tes today, moving on to the next Halleluka. Keep it moving. We're trying to learn the theme of each Halleluka. So even though we didn't go through all the details of the previous one, but we got the idea. What we learned so far is summed up in the first few lines of his pirish here. So let's see. Halleluka ki teiz amr lekeinu. Kviar biarnu la'el sha'ashrei hu shiras haguf. Ashrei is the song of the guf. Talks about the needs of the guf and the praises of the guf. Umizbar halleluka halinafshi, in the first halleluka hu shiras hanefesh. It's the shira of the soul. He said it corresponds to the dawn of the coming of Mashiach. V'achshav machriz ha-mishayir halleluka al haruach. Hashayach le'inyin zman bias ha-mashiach. I mentioned to you that the neshama is made up of nefesh, ruach, u'neshama, neran, the three parts. The word name neshama is used for everything together, but individually they're called the nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The raya is, we say a person has a neshama yaseira. Which pasuk do we learn that from? Vayinafash. Well, Kut Reb Chaim, first time. Vayinafash, the vei of the nefesh. That we say, so we see, even though it's really not neshama yaseira, it's really nefesh yaseira. The Maral calls it nefesh yaseira, not neshama yaseira. The Gemara calls it neshama yaseira. So, he's saying that there's the part of the human being's soul which is called the ruach, and we'll try to see what that is. Hashayach l'inizman b'yes Mashiach. And in the order of the Halalukas, we're now getting to a shira which is appropriate for the time that Mashiach comes. K'mamor Amzal, alapasik v'ahores haisa sayu uvayu v'choshech al p'nei sayim shehakavana al Galuyas, that the kavana is on the four galus. It says Haris is Sayu, which is the galus of the first galus of Bavel, Ubayu, which is the galus of Parsum Adai, Chayshach Suyavan, and Tahaim is our galus. Tahaim means it's like a bottomless pit, our galus which just seems to go on and on forever. Shehakavana al hagaluyos, and then after that it says v'ruach elikim merachefes al pnei hamayim. The pasuk which follows, which literally is referring to Yemayim to Bias Ha'olam, but it's a remez ruchai shel melech hamashiach. It's the spirit of melech hamashiach. Heyach ma daat omar, as it says v'nocha olav ruach Hashem ruachach movina ruach etzel gevura ruach das yiras Hashem. So ruach is a spirit which is used in a positive way. Shebegia hazman, shebokar, kishachar, or Hashem. The time of Mashiach will come when the crack of the dawn will show the light of God. Sheyimlach Hashem la'olam. V'yisameitz dibura yisbarach b'boi b'iker l'chol hamina anashi. And that's a remez to the morning, with the dawn which will come upon all of humanity. Osnosa koel v'yachad niranein kitoiv Zamra Lekeinu, because he's good, let us sing Lekeinu. What is this? Zamra Lekeinu? For now, remember to bring the art scroll English. But anyway, Zamra Lekeinu, Teva Zamra Nichtava Ba'ifin Piyuti. Shabder Kal Loi Nemer Kol Tevish Tzarech Lamib B'chilos Ehintla Kosav Ebesaifa. Normally, the idea that it says Mitzrayim instead of Lemitzrayim, Ela B'tevish Yisham Dover is a noun. Not by a verb. Kavanasa kamay lizamer. Kitoiv lizamer elekeinu. Shetoiv lizamer la'akadosh baruch hu. So kitoiv zamer elekeinu. Good is it to sing to God. Kinoim. It says kinoim nova sihila. Kinoim v'nechbar. It's desirable k'shenova sihila. Shetila nova roi. Shara mizmer hazeh. The only capital before he said Tehila Rak Hashem Ha'asin, Shem Aminim Bavtechas Yisbarach. All the other songs are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promises. Aval Ka'es, but this capital Shekvar Ola Hashachar, at least in, we're saying it today, but it's in our mind's eye, the Kapil Leser, when Mashiach, sort of, the Shach, the morning of Mashiach broke out upon the world. So let's see how Luca Kitev Zamra Elekeinu. So I guess when we're saying this, we're imagining the time of the Mashiach's coming. It's a time to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Noam Nova Sehila. Bainei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. So we're referring to that moment. It's interesting, when I was a boy, as a teenager, there was a, the shul where I davened, the shtibul where I davened, there was a chassidish friend of mine. We got along well, but we used to spat over the chassidus. So one day I was davening, and there's a snoshim, I don't remember why, I used to daven there a lot. And he came in and he waved his finger at me. He said, David Zain, the Mashiach would come in. He said, you'll see, when Mashiach will come, he's going to dance with chassidim. That's what he told me. In the middle of davening, I meant just to tell him, don't bother me during davening. I happened to be up to these words. I said, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Those are the words I happened to be up to. I said, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. So, okay. Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. So, Bainei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Okay, so that's a reference to the time of Mashiach. Vihine, B'medrash Tachumar, B'shemor Ben Achveini, Mesoiris Agodahi, it's an agadah to Kabbalah. She'en Yerushalayim nivnis ad she'es kansu ha-goliyos. Yerushalayim will not be rebuilt until the goliyos are gathered at Kan. V'af shalfi ha-kosem kamashur shabayli Yerushalayim Hashem v'achakach nitche Yisrael Yechanes. Tzrichin lefaresh kemamorim zal mesachtes brachis bayni Yerushalayim Hashem bizman she'nitche Yisrael Yechanes. So again, I have my own spin on this. I don't know what to do with it because I have no one to talk to. But at the end of Yecheskel, it seems pretty clear that Yerushalayim of Lasid Lavoi is not on the same location as the Yerushalayim of today. In other words, one or the other, either the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim is not at the same spot. So the idea of Bayit Yerushalayim Hashem would seem to be new housing projects, you know, new funding, a new section that'll be Yerushalayim. So, yeah. V'ahainu shu yisbarach Bayit Yerushalayim tovis l'mchol zman shu mekavis l'cheisov v'ein kamonas chazal Yerushalayim shall, so it says Yerushalayim shall
Teddy Kalik.
Yerushalayim shall avnei chein habnuyim apteinim yikarim. We have in the Nevuah that's mentioned above a Basra, a Yerushalayim that is going to be built out of expensive stone, the margolias and pearls, kamoshi idu hanaviim, as the Nevi'im foretold, v'abir b'zeh. Shehinei v'cholis kadish leil pesach mechrizim v'ayimrim, v'shana habab Yerushalayim. It's a Jewish thing to say all the time, certainly Pesach by night. L'shon abav Yerushalayim, v'gam Aviseinu omru kein. Chin avos Aviseinu, zeh kfar alpayim shana. We're busy with l'shon abav Yerushalayim for a long time. Chin b'chol kadish omrim ba'agola, b'zman kariv, ba'agola means quickly. B'zman kariv, in a time that will be soon. V'kvar over idan idanim tuva v'adayin lo yineshanu. And many periods have passed and we're still waiting. Are all the tefillas to wait? To waste? To kumai kei nikshah mashem esayimim b'chal tefillas amida. Yirotzi shiyabara b'seglish meher b'yameinu. Achi hoch v'atfillas li'ibul chas v'shalom loy v'loy. El shkol eilu atfillas kayomis beruchnihis. The tefillas are there. V'chal bitu hachi kotin shalomun b'asham nitzchiyu. V'yde eilu atfillas HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yne tamid b'chal yomis Yerushalayim. Somehow, somewhere, Yerushalayim is being built. And the tefillis are what it will be built from. So this is something that I mentioned in the context of Nach, on a number of occasions, that every one of the three binyanim, the Mishkan, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, is actually built in two stages. In a stage where it's in concept, and in a stage in which it's made out of stone and wood. The most startling example is by David HaMelech, where David asks Nasan HaNavi permission to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Nasan says, build it. It's Kol Asher B'Lvavcha Aseh, very beautiful, poetic thing. David says that the Beis HaMikdash is, that the Aron is in a place of curtains, and I'm in a fancy building. I want to build a Beis HaMikdash, and it's an unusual thing that the Navi says, do it. And when the Navi goes home that night, and he has his nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him he goofed, he better go back and tell David that you're not going to build it. The idea behind it is an idea that that David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash in concept, in his imagination, in his spirit, in the Ruchnius, he built it. But the actual building is by Shlomo HaMelech. We call it Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. We still call it David's Beis HaMikdash. It's a building made out of stone. It can be destroyed, and the building, the concept is there. And the same thing happened by Ezra, where they first came up and wanted to build, and Kairish told them build, and they laid a foundation and built a Mizbeach, and then withdrawal of permission. And 18 years later, the building was actually, they were given permission to build. So what happened each time is that there was one generation or one group of people that built it in concept with tshuka, with desire, but they didn't actually build it, it got built later. And to a certain degree that matches in the Chumash, we have two buildings of the Mishkan. We have Moshe Rabbeinu's in Truma Tetzaveh, and Bezalel's and Yaakov Pekudei, they're not identical, because Bezalel told Moshe, you're building the Aron first and the building second, Heichan Achnasenu, where will I put it? So it can't be Aron first. Bezalel said building first. It's the same idea. The idea is, in concept, the Aron is first. Aron is the most important. In practice, it's not. So you've heard this from me before, at least once, right? So this week I was looking at the Pachad Yitzchak on the Parsha. People ask me, how do I spot all the Pachad Yitzchak on the Parsha? I don't remember them. I go to the Mavteach, I look on Vayetze, and then I look what he says. I use it as a Sefer HaChumash. So he has a very nice piece, Ma'amir Lamed Chesah. He doesn't need my Haskama. But in it, he mentions the idea that I mentioned so many times. He says in Yiddish, Shloima hat nor avekestelt anogel, so das was David hat oisgebeit bitzviyasai. That David built a Beis HaMikdash with his tshuka, with his desire. So Shloima hat nor avekestelt anogel. So Shloima got the hammer and the nails and he patched it together. But it's really the building that's built with concept. It's an amazing thing. Right. So I've been carrying this around. I want to get to it maybe tonight. I pulled out my old notes on the topic, and Rav Huttner mentions it here and mentions it again in my Mem. But this, so it's a very beautiful concept. So that concept is the Bayis Mishkan, the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis Shlishi as well. Just we are building the Bayis Shlishi with our tefillos. That's what he's saying. All the Hirasa Shavada Beis HaMikdash Me'ev Yameinu of all the generations are the conceptual building of the Bayis HaShlishi. And, Shleima Noetzugestelt HaNogel. He's going to build it, so it's going to get built. But it's really being built from our desire. Let's see the next paragraph. U'metzinu b'parshas mishpatim. B'sachas raglov k'maisi livnes ha-sapir. The division of God under his feet, kemaise livnas hasapir. There's a sapphire stone, which is ke'etzem hashemayim l'toyer, which is beautiful like the sparkling heavens. Mefarish marim sham shall follow herzal. Shebe mitzrayim o'bnei yisrael oisim levenim In Mitzrayim, Jews were building bricks, kidei litmeichu lechazek, kisei paru mamlachta, to help paru. Chilu masek, shes hav lav de Hashem, lav de paru. When Klai Yisrael turned into avdei Hashem, osu leveinim lechazek machu shemayim b'chol ha'aretz. They built bricks to be mechazek machu shemayim, but they weren't made out of water. Elu aleveinim hayu shel safir. Bricks made at a spiritual manner. Has a matching spiritual component, and that's what it's referring to. As they were building bricks in Egypt, they were hoping for the Yeshua. The bricks are tzefiyah, it's the piece of Yeshua. It's the tzefiyah, it's the desire, it's the tshuka, it's the ratzin that creates it. It's not just the gathering of the Jews from Ethiopia, he says in parentheses, from Russia. Elakulam yiskabu v'yavayu Yerushalayim el teches kashmus tikvasa melakeyam yiskatzul avokem edivna v'tfilas Yisrael shavtfila achas leinevda. It's a beautiful expression. He doesn't, I guess next time we'll try to go into some of the psukim and see how it fits. Okay, so that's why this capital is about Yerushalayim, which we shall see. Next week, only...